SRN News, I'm John Scott. The chair of the GOP-led House Ethics Committee will reportedly move to expel fellow Republican Representative George Santos of New York from Congress in the wake of the panel's release of a scathing report accusing the embattled first-term congressman of violating the law.
Chairman Michael Guest of Mississippi plans to file a privilege resolution to expel Santos at the House's pro forma session on Friday, according to news reports. The House is expected to vote on expulsion soon after they return from their Thanksgiving break. The House ethics panel found, quote, substantial evidence that Santos violated federal law by using campaign funds for personal purposes, defrauding donors, and filing false or incomplete campaign finance and financial disclosure reports. Edwin Mora, Washington.
United Auto Workers Union members voting to approve a new contract with General Motors. And the contract had a big lead in voting at Ford and Stellantis. Also at SRNNews.com, a Chicago commuter train has collided with rail equipment. And that injured at least 19 people, three of them seriously. Senator Joe Manchin says he would absolutely consider a presidential run in 2024.
Manchin opened speculation about a possible White House bid when he announced last week he would not seek another term in the Senate. When asked by NBC whether he would consider a presidential run, Manchin said, absolutely. He also said, quote, every American should consider it if they're in a position to help save the country. Manchin says it all depends on Americans' desire for a middle-of-the-road candidate. He says he's scared to death of another term for Donald Trump, but also that Democrats have pushed President Biden too far to the left. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Stocks remain in the red. The Dow is down 150 points. The Nasdaq losing a dozen. This is SRN News. Disney World is handing out pronoun pins to its workers.
According to a number of park employees who spoke to the Daily Caller, the entertainment giant is now requiring all staff to wear name tags that include their so-called gender identity. A Disney memo says, quote, pronoun name tags help us understand each other more and bring a positive impact within our community. The company has fully embraced the LGBT agenda, adding gay characters to their cartoons and hosting homosexual events at its parks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge has ruled that he won't immediately block the state's ban on sex change operations for children, delivering an early setback to families who want the new law found unconstitutional. The plaintiffs have also asked for a preliminary injunction that would temporarily block an enforcement of the statute as their case proceeds. A hearing is set for January on that request. This is SRN News. It's described as the largest ever seizure of counterfeit goods in the U.S.
Federal authorities in New York say they've seized more than $1 billion worth of fake handbags, shoes, and other luxury goods. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says two people have been charged with trafficking the knockoffs from a New York City storage unit and from other locations from January through October. Photos released by prosecutors show shelves stacked with counterfeit handbags and wallets in one location and handbags hanging from hooks from the floor to the ceiling at another. The two men charged could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. I'm Donna Warder.
The Oakland Athletics' move to Las Vegas has been unanimously approved by Major League Baseball team owners, cementing the sport's first relocation since 2005. That's according to two people familiar with the vote. More details at SRNNews.com.